Hey everybody, and welcome to The Inside, a podcast where we get into the extraordinary minds and experiences of everyday people. I'm Jay, and with me as never is Zach. How's it going, man?
It's going great. I'm up bright and early.
Zach is Adam's best friend. Zach, we were talking about a bike ride that you were planning to do. That was going to be quite an adventure, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I was planning on going to Philly on my bicycle from Raleigh, North Carolina, but my hubris got the best of me, and I didn't end up making it that far.
Did the weather get you, or wasn't it pretty bad weather, or started raining or something?
It was pretty cold. There was a little bit of rain and a lot of tiredness and a lot more miles to go.
You got started late?
Yeah, two flat tires. So
how far did you get?
20 miles.
With two flat tires?
Yep.
Okay.
I had spares, but...
You did?
Yeah.
How many?
Just two.
So did you have a good plan laid out? Like you spent a couple months planning this thing out, or...
I spent a couple months thinking about it.
Okay.
And I spent maybe like a week planning it out.
So if Adam were here, he would have probably done like the opposite as you, right?
Yeah, he probably would have planned for a year and had every 5 minutes planned out to a T.
Yeah. So speaking of Adam, he's not here today, right? He's off having his own adventure. Adam's running the Assault on Black Rock race this morning. It's a race that's a little over 7 miles with about 3,000 feet elevation gain. And if Adam gets done in under hour and 40 minutes, he gets the elusive belt buckle.
Shiny, secret treasure of Black Rock.
Yes. So, today, unbeknownst to Adam, Zach and I are masked up, sitting in the truck with the heat on, because it's about 30 degrees out, and we're waiting down at the trailhead for Adam to come down.
We've set up our ambush.
We'll be right back with Adam after this break. Hey, man.
What's going on?
No!
Yeah! We're doing a side dish right now. So, here we are with Adam. He just came down the mountain. He did not know we were waiting on him.
Yeah, it was totally a surprise.
So, what's that in your hand there, Adam?
It's the Black Rock 101 Challenge. I completed in less than 101 minutes, so I got the medal.
What was your time?
My time was 137... something or other.
137. Was 140 the cutoff?
141.
141. 137?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
So, I actually saw another one of our season 2 guests, Tom Baker, was there this morning outside the porta pies with me and said, "I'm glad someone else is stupid enough to do this."
I saw Tom Baker yesterday and he said he's getting knee surgery on Wednesday, but wow, he was going to run the race first.
I haven't seen Tom Baker, but I'm glad y'all did.
So tell us about your race briefly.
So I started at 7:02. That was my marker. But the 7 o'clock and the 7:01 guys didn't show up. So I was the first one to get out there. It was 30 degrees and dark, and there was a bonfire there, but I didn't go near it because I didn't want to get all warm before I ran.
And that was based on Tom Baker's advice.
It was,
to
yeah.
not go towards a fire.
The 7:03 guy was waiting up there with me, and he said he had never run the course before, and so he leaves and barrels on past me for about a quarter mile, going at like a 7-minute pace, and then just stops.
Because the first 2 miles is straight up, right?
Yeah, I was doing like 11-minute miles for the first 2 miles.
Wow, that's fast. When I did, I was doing like 16-minute miles. So, just go take us through your race real quick. You started out at 7:02.
Uh huh.
Okay.
At 7:03, he fought the grizzly bear.
Yeah.
That attacked him.
7:04, the cheerleaders in bikinis were waiting for me.
At the 30 degrees.
Yeah.
So did anybody pass you?
Yeah, the 7:10 guy made it, as I was halfway up the nub, he was already halfway down the nub. So he was already eight. He beat me up by 8 minutes plus whatever that time
was.
Wow,
that guy's fast.
He is fast. So I was the third down. So seven.
You got
seven,
third place.
Well, it's a shotgun start.
You got third place.
Woo!
Way to go, man.
Bronze medalist, Adam.
So, and it, seriously, though, you started the first 2 miles pretty beasty.
Yeah, but I kept, only walked once, then I kept going up and turned off the nub, stopped with a quick water dash, went all the way up to the top, summited.
Third. Was it icy up there or anything?
Yeah, there was a patch of ice and water. Third to summit, 102 was the summit time, so 1 hour and 2 minutes, and then I was wiped out twice coming back down, but I... But then I made it back. There was 3 people that clapped because of COVID.
Well, now there's 5.
Yeah.
All right. So anything else you want to tell us about your race?
Yeah, I would never do it again.
Yeah. Join the club.
Yeah. That was terrible.
Join the club.
I got the buckle and yes. I'm done.
So anybody who wants to run the Assault on Black Rock in Sylva, North Carolina.
I would recommend it, but...
Once in a lifetime
opportunity.
Do it once. Get the belt buckle.
Yes.
And quit. Just like the rest of all your friends yep. have told you.
And that was The Inside with your new host, Zach.
See the rest. Special thanks.
Special thanks to our guest, Adam, and our producer, Dave. See you next time, folks.
How far did you get?
20 miles.
With 2 flat tires?
Yep.
I'm glad someone else is stupid enough to do this shit.
You got third place.
Woo!